You're listening to the Michigan Talk Network, MTN, the home of more talk.
Greg
now.
Jarrett here on the Steve Guber Show, talking about the Russia hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump. And what I want to ask you about, Greg, because I want to go down that, because if you listen to those on the left, you listen to senators that are Democrats and so forth, or you listen to the media at CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times, they almost, they mock you, they mock me. Anybody that believes in the deep state and these people that are operating beyond the scope of regulation or control, people like Clapper, people like Brennan or Comey, they would have you believe the deep state is just nothing more than a figment of your imagination and mine. Let me make it this simple. Is the deep state real?
Oh, it absolutely is real. And liberals and the media, and that's redundant, I realize, know it's real, but they don't want America to realize it because it extends to their benefit to have this, you know, deep state operating as really a secondary government entity, especially after 8 years of Barack Obama. So you have all of these entrenched people who have a personal and professional interest. You know, they wanted a third term of Barack Obama, which meant Hillary Clinton. And so
sure,
they worked behind the scenes to ensure it.
You know, I look at, and I'm going to go back to John Brennan, because here's a guy who, as you point out aptly, has a history, a resume of leaking. You have people like James Clapper, who have blatantly lied in front of Congress, who also has a history of leaking. So why would anybody think it's a good idea for these people to continue with their security clearances after they've left the previous administration? I don't see how that advances America's security. I don't see how that would do anything. But I think what Donald Trump did here was potentially a very smart move. Because what he's created in John Brennan, who's out there screaming bloody murder about how it's an attack on the First Amendment, which of course it's not, because he's tweeting, he's getting an op-ed published in the New York Times, not exactly impacting his ability to speak out. But what Donald Trump has created is a foil. He has put a face to the deep state heading to the elections in November. Does that sound about right?
Well, I think you're right. There are too many people out of government walking around with security clearances and have access to top secret information. That should not be the case. And for Brennan in particular, there's no good or legitimate reason for him to maintain security clearance. We expect CIA directors to be apolitical and nonpartisan, and yet Brennan's constant political and personal condemnation of the president demonstrates that he is not apolitical. From a practical standpoint, you know, Steve, nobody in top positions at the CIA would be remotely interested in even conversing or consulting with Brennan.
Right.
So it was correct to revoke it.
Yeah, I don't see Mike Pompeo jumping on the line and saying, hey, John, what do you think? Or Clapper, or any of those people for that matter. Let me ask you about another player here that we haven't mentioned yet in this conversation. That's Bruce Ohr. All right, Bruce Ohr, I think he's coming to Capitol Hill here in the next couple of weeks to testify behind closed doors. I wish they'd do this out in public if they could, but we'll start with that. Where does Bruce Ohr fit into this whole thing?
Well, the Russian hoax was driven by the phony dossier, and it was Bruce Ohr who acted as the conduit, the intermediary. His wife helped compose it and advance it. She worked for Fusion GPS, which was paying Christopher Steele, the British spy, through Hillary Clinton's funds for that dossier. I have about 60 pages I obtained in the last several days of Bruce Ohr's personal handwritten notes, as well as his a summary of his text messages and a transcript of his emails with Christopher
really?
Steele. Yeah, and what's remarkable is how Steele is begging Ohr to put him back in touch with the FBI after Steele was fired for lying, and Ohr is complicit in this. And then suddenly, when Congress begins to investigate, you see all these messages from Steele to Ohr in which Steele is frantic that he's going to be exposed and implicated.
All right, so there's my question.
Busted for all his illegal acts.
Right, to be outed, to be shown for what he is. Greg Jarrett here, legal and political analyst for Fox News and the author of the new New York Times number one bestseller, The Russian Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. Okay, so Steele is begging Orr to get plugged back in, and then they're like, wait a second, we've got to make sure we're not exposed. How is this not front page news at the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, and every other paper in between? How is it not front page news that this guy is clearly, you've got the notes, I'm going to guess that other people can find these same notes or get access to this same information. Why is it not the lead story on the nightly news and everywhere else?
The media tries to bury this because it doesn't fit into their narrative that Trump is the villain, when in truth, he's really the victim. And these documents demonstrate it. The FBI and the Department of Justice knew that Christopher Steele was a liar and that his dossier was phony. Steele's on record telling Bruce Orr to the Department of Justice that he is desperate to do anything to stop Trump from getting elected, a passionate about Trump not being president. That's a direct quote from what Steele told Bruce Orr. But the media will never report that, except some of us at Fox News, Sean Hannity in particular. I'm on his program quite often. And, you know, the media really is in denial, and they are determined also to undo the election results and demonize and destroy Trump.
Yeah, the PR wing of the Democratic Party. Greg Jarrett, journalism is not dead after all. I greatly appreciate the work you've done here. The book, The Russia Hoax, is a great testament to the fact that good journalists still exist like yourself that are willing to dig deep and have a curiosity as opposed to just saying, oh yeah, that's what they said, yeah, we'll go with that. It's nice to know that somebody will ask questions. And I greatly appreciate what you've done, not just in writing the book, but for all Americans. I appreciate it.
Steve, thank you very much for having me on your show.
All right, Greg Jarrett, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wyckoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Small Talk Children's Assessment Center presents a charity event and auction October 11th. Small Talk is a state-of-the-art center leading the community in addressing child abuse and empowering children to have the courage to heal. Tickets start at $25. Sponsorships start at $1,000. Learn more at smalltalkcac.org. That's smalltalkcac.org. Don't miss the Small Talk charity event and auction Thursday, October 11th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the